Everybody clap and make some noise.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Radio show, weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
The time is now 4 p.m.
Get on board the right train. Want to say good afternoon, good afternoon to all the folks listening to WCNO, yes, 89.9 FM. Good afternoon, I'm Reverend Saint Hope, and this is the Caribbean Gospel Show with Brother Gary, your host. Today I'm filling in for the man himself who is out on assignment. Want to say good afternoon to all the folks listening to 89.9 FM. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon. Yes. Good afternoon. Want to say manners and respect, and of course, lots of blessing to the management and staff over there at WCNO. Pastor Jonathan and the crew, Sister Karen, and of course, Lady Cherie. Brother David, good afternoon to you, and of course, all the listeners to WCNO. It is the good news station, after all. Once again, I'm Reverend Saint Hope, and I'm filling in for Brother Gary, who is out on assignment this day.
Come on, if you do, you will never
I will be with you until the next hour or so. For the next hour or so, I'll be with you. And of course, we have a whole host of great gospel music from the islands to play for you and give you a good vibe on a Monday afternoon. Yes, I promise you. If you're in traffic heading home or if you're just heading out to work, turn your radios up. This is George Banton, and I tell you. Sorry if you tarry. I tell you, run, come and seek the Lord. That's what the man says. I promise you, God is a good God. I want to say good afternoon to all the folks listening in Port St. Lucie. Yes. If you're listening in Palm Bay, good afternoon to you. If you're listening in Sebastian, I want to say good afternoon to you as well. I promise you, if you're in Vero Beach and, of course, Fort Pierce, manas, respect. I'm telling you. To all the folks listening in Palm City, Florida, good afternoon to you. If you're in Jupiter, if you're in Hope Sound, if you're in West Palm Beach, good afternoon. Get on board the right train, I tell you. The temperature outside there is 84 degrees. It's a little bit on the hot side. As a matter of fact, they said it's record heat for today. We got some wind coming in from the sea, you know, the sea breeze, a little wind coming in from the sea. But guess what? Redemption story. Once you are covered and protected and, of course, keeping yourself out of the direct heat, it should be great, man. It should be great. This is obviously the time of a year for that. If want to say good afternoon to the folks down there in Boca Raton. All the folks over there in Margate, Florida. Coconut Creek. If you do, I'm telling you. Once again, this is the Caribbean Gospel Show with, of course, Brother Gary. I'm Reverend Saint Hope, and I'm filling in for the man himself. He is out on assignment, but I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are still doing what we got to do, giving God praise and glory and honor. Yes, the Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be praised. Want to say good afternoon once again to each and everyone listening to 89.9 FM. You just heard George Banton. He said, get on board the right train. And guess what? The man himself, George Banton, who hails from Jamaica by way of Canada, will be here in South Florida on Saturday, the 25th of May. Yes, he will be in West Palm Beach for Memorial Gospel Fest, featuring none other than Pastor Shirley Caesar and, of course, Kevin Downswell. Yes, George Banton will be in town. And, of course, he will be in Fort Lauderdale. Yes, yes, Fort Lauderdale on the following day. That's Sunday, May the 26th at the big, big gospel concert, Memorial Weekend Gospel Fest, hosted by none other than Brother Gary. I'll be the MC, yes, your host with the most. And we surely invite you to get on board at the right train. For information on how you can get your tickets, reach on out to Brother Gary at 305-305-6494. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time as we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor. Can I give you one more from George Banton? Yes, man, I promise you. If you love the good, good, good Caribbean gospel flavor, you will love George Banton. I tell you, listen to this one. And we call this one the medley. Yes, we call this one the medley. Once again, I want to say good afternoon to our producer, Brother David. Good afternoon to you, sir. May God continue to bless you and keep you. I'm still standing. I tell you.
After all the things you tried to do.
After all the devil has tried to do. I'm still standing. Come on.
But I've got a higher power.
If you're in the Fort Lauderdale area, I promise you, Merrill United Church comes alive on May the 26th.
No matter what you do, I know that
I tell you.
I am protected.
George Banton says, guess what?
Let me tell you that somebody's watching over me.
Somebody's watching over me. If you know, you know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Can we pull this from the top? I tell you. Gotta pull this one from the top. I know you're rocking to this one. Brother Vincent, good afternoon to you, sir. I know you're heading up on the I-95. Aren't you rocking to this one? I know you're rocking to this one. Turn up the radio. The sound of George Banton, yes.
Uh-huh. I know you're wondering why I'm still standing, yeah. After all the things you tried to.
See, somebody's watching,
nobody has to shut up and me.
somebody's watching over me. I promise you, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Hey. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Yes, yes, yes.
Ask me.
Come on, come on, come on.
Where I am going.
If you ask me where I am going, I will tell you.
Where I'm going. Soon. I can take the
going up yonder. Yes, yes, the man says, if you ask me where I'm going, I know where I'm going. I'm going up yonder. And the Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and who are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord. Where you going? Where you going? We're going yonder. To be with our Lord. Come on. One more time. One more time.
Somebody told me. Going up yonder. There's a city waiting for me.
Going up yonder.
There's a country waiting, yo.
Going up yonder.
To be with my Lord.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Again,
I'm born with a cry.
I tell you
that Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody
asks you
just who
I am,
yes, sir.
Redeemed. I have been bought with a price. Yes, the price is Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins. He has changed my life. I tell you, his sacrifice meant so much to me. If anybody asks you, what must we tell them? What must we tell them? Come on, we got one more. It's a medley. We got one more. Come on, come on. Once again, the sound of George Banton. I tell you. I know folks is loving it. I know they're loving it. What is he saying now? One more. Come on.
We shall be changed.
Oh, yes.
We shall be changed.
I tell you.
Change from mortal to immortality.
Yes,
in the twinkling of an eye.
See, I know that we shall be changed.
I promise you, this Memorial Weekend is not going to be a normal one. If you've ever been to a Caribbean concert, I tell you, you gotta wear something comfortable. You gotta put on a comfortable shoes. You gotta make sure that you bring something to wipe your face. Because you're gonna be rocking and moving and sharing and praising. It's gonna be an awesome time, I tell you. West Palm Beach, it's gonna be at the Royal Palm Beach Cultural Center. 151 Civic Center Way. I promise you, George Banton is gonna rock it. He's gonna rock it as we worship and praise and give God all the glory. I wonder if he have any more. I wonder if he have any more on this song. I wonder if he have any more on this rhythm. Does he have one more mix on this rhythm? I wonder. I tell you. Of course, you can buy your tickets online. You can get your tickets online.
From mortal to immortality.
I promise you. And the website is brogeary.com. Or you can reach on out to 305-305-6494. Get your tickets ASAP.
From mortal to immortality.
Oh, yes. I love it. I love it. It keeps me moving. It keeps me rocking. And you know, as you get on up in age, you have to keep on rocking and keep on moving, right? Yes, man. You can't be sitting down and just not moving. We got to be moving. Come on.
We all have to part one day.
Ah, yes.
What
we sing, say? And what did we say?
Sister has to part.
I tell you, the time is coming. Two will be in the field and one will be taken. I tell you, the Apostle Paul says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I tell you the sound there of a George Banton. I promise you, this one was a good one. I loved it. Totally loved it. Once again, I'm Reverend Saint Hope, and I'm filling in for Brother Gary on the Caribbean Gospel Show here on WCNO 89.9 FM, which is the good news station. I do hope that you are enjoying the program thus far. And of course, want to say lots of respect to every single person under the sound of my voice. It is an awesome Monday afternoon. How was your weekend? Did you enjoy Mother's Day? What did you do? Yes, did you have fun with your family? Was everybody present? Did you have, you know, a good time? I know for the Caribbean household, everybody made oxtails. I promise you, everybody I spoke to all said the same thing. They had oxtails and something else. I never see a dish that is more popular in, you know, Caribbean households. You know, my Haitian folks, my Jamaican folks, my Trini folks, my Guyanese folks, my Bajan folks, they all love oxtails. And if you want to give your mommy a dish that she will love, if you know, put oxtail in it for Mother's Day, that is it. You have committed the carnal sin. You understand? So good afternoon to all the mothers. Enough respect to you, those that have held down the home. I want to say good evening to those who are celebrating, you know, a mother that may have passed on. Yes, yes, yes. We have those folks who have celebrated their mom. And every time Mother's Day come around, you know, it is a tough time for them because they are thinking about the mother that they may have, you know, missed. The mother that was there and she did a great thing. And, you know, it's powerful. It is powerful when a mother serves her family, and when she is gone, yes, you honor her, you know, with just keeping her memory alive. And some of the things that she may have institutionalized in the home, it is still remembered, it is still held on to, you know, and that's so powerful. Many, many, many persons out there, you know, wish they had their mom with them. And so, you know, we really want to not, you know, think lightly of it. I want to say good afternoon to the grandmas out there as well. Because, you know, I was speaking yesterday at an event in Margate. And I was talking about the fact that, you know, somebody had the audacity to say on the internet, you know, some of these internet people, they think they have more sense than everybody else. And they had the audacity to say that Mother's Day the grandmothers must not infringe on Mother's Day. Can you believe it? They had the audacity to say Mother's Day is for the mothers, not for the grandmothers. And I said to myself, if you're a grandmother, it meant that you must have been a mother. And so for any person who is ridiculous enough to say, oh, leave out the grandmothers for Mother's Day, I don't even want to recognize you, because that not only is that crazy, but that is an atrocity that is not from God. Not from God. That is a devil's atrocity. So big up to all the grandmothers. I love the grandmothers. I love those that have, spent time with the children, the grandchildren. Let me tell you something. Until you know the love of a grandmother, you will never know how to appreciate a grandmother. Because when mommy and daddy say no, grandmother is saying yes. When mommy and daddy say, not working out, grandmother is saying yes. I heard the story of a young man who quietly knelt by his bedside to pray. And he was praying, you know, Lord, I pray that you bless everybody in the world. And he was praying, and his dad crept in the room and sat with him. And while he was praying, and he said, Lord, prevent all the wars and prevent all the sicknesses and help everybody. And he said, Father, bless mommy and daddy, and the Lord bless grandma. And he shouted on top of his voice, Lord bless grandma. And his father said, son, you don't have to scream like that. God hears you. He is right here beside you. God is not hard of hearing. And the son says, yes, daddy, I know God is not hard of hearing, but grandmother is. And I want to make sure she know I'm praying for her, because she promised me a bicycle. So I know what it is to have a grandmother and to be praying for the grandmother, making sure that you intercede on her behalf. Yes, yes, yes. Lord bless the grandmothers, because the grandmothers always giving to the grandchildren. Big up to all the grandmothers out there. This one is for you, all my grandmothers. Yes, my mothers by extension, grandmothers. This is for you.
I remember mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way. We went to school. With holes in our shoes.
Yes, yes, the sound there of none other than Pastor Shirley Caesar. Yes, she will be in town on the 25th of May. Yes, Memorial Weekend in West Palm Beach. Yes, she will be performing live at the Memorial Weekend Gospel Fest. And of course, this is fully endorsed by Brother Gary. Let me tell you something, she'll be joined on stage by George Banton. You heard him a little bit earlier, Miss Mention, and of course Just Marcus alongside Kevin Downswell, which is a gospel sensation from Jamaica. We will be playing a little bit of Kevin Downswell songs a little bit later on in the program. And of course, it's going to be at the Royal Palm Beach Cultural Center. That's 151 Civic Center Way in Royal Palm Beach. And of course, doors open at 5:30 p.m. with showtime at 6 p.m. For information on tickets, you can reach on out to the info line at 305-305-6494. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you definitely want to get your tickets early. I promise you, it's going to be an awesome event. Shirley Caesar has been an icon in American gospel music for several years, and she has ministered for quite some time. And of course, she is considering, I believe, her retirement years now. And so it is very important that we hear from her before she does. And I promise you, her music has uplifted, has helped, has, touched the heart and the lives of so many people for so many generations. And she is not done yet. She is still serving and trusting God. And of course, if you have been at any at all involved in ministry, you definitely should hear about Pastor Shirley Caesar. She will be in town. She will be in town on Memorial Gospel Weekend. Yes, that's the 25th of May. And of course, yours truly, Reverend Saint Hope, will be the host, the MC for that event. And I invite you to come on over. And if you do come on over and you see me, please come say hello and let me know you've been listening to WCNO 89.9 FM. That is the Good News Station. For those of you who are used to hearing me on a Tuesday afternoon, yes, we will be definitely working on getting ourselves back on schedule for Tuesday, and we will continue to keep you updated. And of course, we go here today for Brother Gary until just around 5 o'clock. We want to continue to thank you for listening and continue to thank you for making it WCNO 89.9. Can I jump into a word from the word today? Just a quick one. And the word from the word today is baptize, or baptizo. Baptizo. Yes, baptize. It means to dip and to die. We all know baptism and baptizing. But did you know it also means to die, not only to dip, but to die as in dying a clothes? It says a person who comes to Jesus can be likened to an old garment that needs to be dipped into a vat of dye so that its color can be changed or renewed. However, the person isn't dipped into a vat of colored dye, but into the precious blood of the Lamb. This person is totally transformed by Jesus's blood, that he becomes a new creature. His countenance is so changed that he even looks different. You could say that this new believer has been dipped and died. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when we get baptized into the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, it is as though we are symbolically dipped and died. Yes, our color change, our whole demeanor is renewed. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Yes, yes, yes. So baptism is a little bit more than just dipping in a vat of water. It is symbolically looking at a transformation in the effect, or similar to when you re-dye, or you dye a clothes. If you want to change the color of a shirt, or you want to heighten or brighten the color of a garment, you usually had a clothes dye to it. And you can, that's where we get tie and dye. If you're from the islands, if you've ever been on a beach in the islands, they sell some tie and dye garments out there, bright, pretty color. You would not believe that this shirt or this t-shirt or this tank top, whatever it is that you're purchasing, was one flat normal color. You wouldn't believe that it was a standard white shirt. It has been dipped and dyed. And so when you look at the life of a brand new Christian, when you look at the person who has been immersed in Jesus' blood, yes, 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 it is a transformation. In the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nation, baptizing them." Yes, dipping them and dyeing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, you may be tired and feel like God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances that you can get through. Yes, yes, yes. Right now, it seems like there is no way out and you are going under. Yes. The song says, I know that in time and time again, he'll fix it for you. Yes, he'll do it again. Yes, he'll do it again. You may not know how. You may not know when. Yes, but he'll do it again. I wonder if I can find that one for you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, he'll do it again. I promise you, I promise you. We got to play that one from Shirley Caesar. That's a perfect and very, very popular one that everybody that I know has been singing that one. And so if you don't know that one, then you don't know Shirley Caesar. I want to drop this one for you because God is able. God is able. God is able.
You may be down and feel that God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through.
And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, I'm going to find the one that Shirley sings. This is one that somebody else did, and I prefer the one that Shirley sings because it is written by her, and it is a strong song that, yes, she does justice, full justice to it. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. Come on.
You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out, you're going under. God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you. Take a look at where you are now.
Yes, yes, yes. The sound there of none other than Pastor Shirley Caesar. You may not know how, you may not know when, but he will do it again. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, in Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2, he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. You don't have to know how. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, for many of us are still at the place where we know beyond the shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is still doing it and will be doing it, and he is doing it again for us. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, out there with the words there from this song, Shirley Caesar, he will do it again. And of course, as I said before, she will be in town for Memorial Gospel Fest. It is an awesome time of praise, worship, and adoration as we continue to trust in Jesus and give him all the glory. Give him everything that he deserves. Can I tell you, it is a beautiful time of praise and worship and adoration to God Most High. If you're from the Caribbean, if you're from the islands, if you're not from the islands, if you're from America, if you are from anywhere in the world and you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Lord God will do it again, I promise you, you need to reach on out to us for information on getting in this awesome, awesome event. Our info line is 305-305-6494. And just before we round the program down to a close, I want you to hear from this young man who is, again, from Jamaica, one of the most accomplished gospel recording artists coming out of Jamaica. For a young man, he is anointed by God to do this, to minister to the masses. And it's our pleasure to bring him to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Kevin Downswell. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus, and we thank you so much. Once again, I want to say good afternoon to all the folks listening on WCNO 89.9 FM. I'm Reverend Saint Hope, and I'm filling in for Brother Gary on the Caribbean Gospel Show.
Sitting right here, all alone, thinking of you, only you. You in my mind, you in my heart, but still I feel that we're so far apart. Lord, I feel so empty. I need to know, because I prayed and my heart, what can I do to get close? Can I get close?
Can I get close to you?
Close to you.
Can I get close?
Close to you.
To you. Closer to you.
Close to you.
Can I get close?
precious pleading. Lost to you, close to you.
Once again, the sound of Kevin Downswell.
Close to you.
He will be featured, ladies and gentlemen, on the Memorial Weekend Gospel Concert. Yes, one in West Palm Beach on the 25th. And, of course, in Fort Lauderdale on the 26th. Kevin Downswell hails from Jamaica. And he is a powerful, powerful young man with an anointed voice, I promise you. As we make our way out of the building for today, once again, it is yours truly, Reverend Saint Hope, filling in for Brother Gary himself. And, of course, keep us in your prayer, ladies and gentlemen, as we seek to fulfill the will of God for our lives. We promise you that we are working on getting ourselves to where we ought to be and making sure that the kingdom of God is constantly being endorsed. It has been a beautiful afternoon, and we do hope that as you continue to listen to WCNO 89.9 FM, that your hearts will be blessed by what is here. It is the Good News Station. I want to say thanks once again to our producer and, of course, managing director over there, Pastor Jonathan, and the entire crew. Good afternoon, and thank you guys for allowing us the opportunity once again. As usual, it is the Caribbean Gospel Show. Brother Gary returns live and in living color next week, Monday. And of course, he'll be on Saturday. And you just keep on keeping it locked to WCNO. Here is one more from Kevin Downswell. If it is not you, then Lord, it is nothing.
Searching, won't stop till I find you. I'm running, won't stop till I touch you. You're my destination, Lord, you're all I got. Nothing can deter me. I said I won't stop. If it's not you, if it's not you,
give you everything, no turning back. Once again, want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending time with us today. And we do hope that God will continue to bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God continue to lift up the light of his countenance upon each and every one of you and give you all his peace. Be blessed by Jesus. Be blessed by the Holy Spirit. And of course, God Most High is to be praised. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Caribbean Gospel Show with none other than Brother Gary. Yours truly, Reverend St. Hope, filling in for the man himself who is out on assignment. Continue to stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked to WCNO.